Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, I am furious. I know it's not like me, but I am furious at what went down at the Oscars 2023. I break that down, plus updates on Ja Morant and so much more on a hard hitting. I mean, this is a funny, good, old school, ground and pound, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast I have for you right here. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Diggity, let's fucking go. Boom, yeah. Iggy, oh, yeah. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from New York City. Boom, back, what? Back in the New York groove, I am, two, three. I'm back, what? Back in the New York groove, two, three. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast live and direct. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Flat-Footed Phenom, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from New York. Feeling real good. Feeling really, really good. Hopped up right now. Ebbs and flows of the day. Right now, I'm on a high. Was just questioning a little while ago whether or not I took my mood stabilizers today, because I wasn't feeling like I took my mood stabilizers. I was like, man, I don't feel right. Feeling a little off. You know what I mean? Wasn't quite sure if I popped that mood stabilizer today. So you know what you do when you're not sure if you pop your mood stabilizer? Pop a half one. Just to be sure. You never want to play around with that because I'm feeling a little like a little edgy. Okay? Feeling a little edgy. Anyway, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast back in New York, left Cleveland. Had a great weekend of shows in Cleveland. Shout out to the fans that came to the shows. Shout out to two guys that came to the show Saturday night. One had on a We Don't Fact Check shirt. Wasn't able to say what's up to you guys afterwards, but I saw you in the front row. Did five really, really, really good shows in Cleveland. And I have to give a special, special shout out to my man from Detroit, Jonathan, who is on Instagram, Reelevate85, R-E-L-E-V-A-T-E 85. My man, Jonathan, who I met at the shows in Michigan, longtime listener of the podcast, made me a handmade pair of Jordans that are so sick, so well-crafted, not custom, not painted, not reimagined, handmade joints with the elephant skin and the butter soft leather, and they smell butter soft and they smell exotic. And I just wanted to just thank him on the podcast. First of all, he's been rocking with the podcast for a long time. Second of all, I mean, just the amount of time that I imagine it took to make these, and the detail and the love, and he put all the monikers and all the nicknames, and there's like podcast dates and history and fact and the insoles, and they're just beautiful, 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 one of one handmade Jordans, Air Dingoes. Let's just call them what they are. They're Air Dingoes. I mean, he did everything, like the soles. He got the Jewish Jake LaMotta, the Raging Bullshitter, the Albino Rhino, Captain Colitis, the Sultan of Sniff. He's got it all in there. The Pusha T of podcasting. So I just wanted to shout him out and just really let you know how much I appreciate the craftsmanship, the time, and the work that I know it took to make them for me, and I really appreciate it. And I just appreciate all the fans, man. I appreciate everybody. Everybody that came out to the shows in Cleveland, everybody that just listens to the podcast worldwide, Rapid Pack worldwide, because it's a worldwide phenomenon. So the Rapid Pack worldwide and beyond, because apparently there's a Rapid Pack beyond. But I had a nice time in Cleveland. Really did. Got to chill. Shout out to my man DJ Moist for coming through. We were supposed to get sushi, but I wasn't feeling good. I had some chicken wings. I wasn't feeling good. But shout out to Moist, DJ Moist, longtime listener, supporter of the fan, the podcast, and I believe the man who holds down the Cleveland Rapid Pack. And if he doesn't hold it down officially, he does now. Now you are officially the leader of the Cleveland Rapid Pack. And I'm getting a chill for the next couple of days, couple of weeks, and then I'm heading to Indianapolis on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'll be in Indianapolis with the Young Shooter, staying at an Airbnb. Then we'll be in Dallas April 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then in Philadelphia on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Those are my next few weeks of live shows. Come see me live. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Indianapolis, March 23rd, 24th, the 25th. And next week, I turn 50 fucking 3 years old. God damn it. 53 years of age on March 20th. Another year, another birthday. Another climb up the ladder. But I just don't like that number, 53. To be honest, I'd rather be 54. It's just a better number. I don't like odd numbers. Like, I don't mind 55, but 53, it sounds shitty. It doesn't sound dope. 52, at least, like, I think Ray Lewis had 52. Did he wear number 52? I know that Pittsburgh Steeler center Mike Webster, who passed away, he used to wear number 52. Who the fuck wears number 53? Anybody? Is there even like relief pitchers that wear number 53? Who wears number 53? Anyway, feeling good. Watched the Oscars last night. Most of them, full transparency, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I had to get up early to go to shoot on the Amy Schumer show, Life and Beth. I thought the monologue, Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. Jimmy Kimmel's always going to be very, very, very good, very serviceable, very likable, very funny. He's not going to ruffle any feathers. Not that he wants to. It's just not his thing. The edgiest stuff that he did was a couple of Will Smith jokes. He did a good job. Everybody likes Jimmy Kimmel. It's hard not to like him. Everybody was hopped up on that Ozempic. A lot of people, I'm not naming names, but people were hopped up on that Ozempic. Motherfuckers were looking slim and hungry. There was a lot of hungry looking actors and actresses at the Academy Awards 2023. I ain't naming names, but they're on that Ozempic, which is that drug, which I think is for like gout or diabetes. And they found out that it also makes you skinny, but also ages you. People don't give a fuck. People would rather be skinny and look old and emaciated than do some push-ups. Stop eating, you fucking animals. I mean, God damn, yo, there were some of these people, men and women. I need to get the full, like the hairline. I need that Ozempic. I need that Dick Ravine. I need that Elliot Page. I need the whole thing. I'm tired of playing games with these people because they're just, these people are hopped up on whatever. And you need to start sharing your secrets. I mean, it's just not natural what's going on out here in Hollywood. But some of them were looking hungry. Very, very, very hungry. And this head's full of hair. You notice not your favorite movie star? The only movie star who's like a mainstream movie star who ever said, fuck it, was the great Bruce Willis. Most of these motherfuckers, they got full Paul George deep dish hairlines, thick manes of hair, no wrinkles. They're Botoxed up. Lips are all fucking Puff Daddied up. I don't know what, yo. And it ain't just the white people. Oh, no, 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 no. Black don't crack. And even though black don't crack, you got black people hopped up on that bow tizzle too. Getting their lips fucked with. What's going on in the world? Anyway, the show was fine. You know who won the awards. My girl Riri was up there looking gorgeous. Probably about 5.5 months pregnant, based on my personal calculations. Lady Gaga, she sang with no makeup. She came in with makeup, sang with no makeup, and then boom, she had makeup back on. I don't know how she did it. It's a fantastic costume change. But the awards went to who they went to. I thought that Tom Cruise and them were going to win Best Picture and Best Director for Top Gun, Maverick. And Tom Cruise didn't show up. That's not why he didn't win the award. But everything, always, all the time, all at once, won everything. Best Director, Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor. And Brendan Fraser from it doesn't matter. You know who won the awards. What I'm very, very, very upset about and offended about, and I didn't realize this, was how many people were left out of the In Memoriam. The In Memoriam, I might not be pronouncing it correctly, is when lifelong actors, directors, cinematographers, Academy members, film members, film makers get a shout out, a 5-second little shout out during the Oscars. And every single year they seem to forget one or two people.
But this year, they really, 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 really fucked up badly. And I'm offended. And I am calling for whoever produced the Oscars to be fired. That's right. They forgot like 10 fucking actors. Mainstream, main, like stars that passed away. They forgot, first of all, Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas. Paulie from Goodfellas, who died, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. Even we on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, when we did our year in review, we mentioned the great Paul Sorvino. And we don't fact check. We pride ourselves on not fact checking. And even we couldn't and wouldn't forget the great Paul Sorvino. But they forgot Fred Ward, who you might not know his name. You know his face. Excellent character actor. Been in tons of fucking films. Miami Blues, to name a few. We just talked about him with Alec Baldwin on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. They forgot Philip Baker Hall, who was in, I mean, every single Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Literally every single Paul Thomas Anderson movie. They forgot the beloved Gilbert Gottfried. They forgot Leslie Jordan. I mean, this is a beloved fucking actor, Leslie Jordan. They forgot Anne Heche. They forgot Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, who was in America. What was the film? She was in American Graffiti. She was in The Conversation. She's Shirley from Laverne and Shirley. Yo, she was in American Graffiti. This is completely unacceptable. They forgot the great Tom Sizemore, who just passed. I mean, this shit is really, 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 really bad. And now we don't want no fucking flowers. We don't want no fucking apology. I want someone fired. It is not that hard to get that shit right. These people dedicate their life. You know how hard it is to make it as an actor? You know how many people go out to Hollywood, come to New York with hopes and dreams of becoming an actor? And then you make it. You pass away, some tragically, some early, some of old age, for whatever the reason is. And the Academy Awards forgets to mention you for the 3 to 5 seconds that they mention every... You have one job, the in memoriam person. That person should be fired. And their name should be given. Let me tell you something. When I pass, and I don't want to pass anytime soon, but when I pass, if they forget me, I want blood in the fucking streets. If I'm Paul Sorvino's family, if I'm Tom Sizemore's family, if I'm Gilbert Gottfried's family, Philip Baker Hall's family, Fred Ward's family, and there's other names, yo, that person needs to be fired. I want their fucking name. I want them fucking fired. They should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. And it's so offensive. It's just so offensive and so embarrassing. Like I said, we don't fact check at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. We're a ragtag disruptive organization, and we would have done better. We would have done way better. Shame on whoever the fuck is responsible for that. There's no apology. You need to be fired. You need to be fired. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing, and it's so disrespectful. I Am Rappaport Podcast.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing about the Academy Awards that I wanted to bring up was this little prick, Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant, who I've always felt was just a phony baloney, little British charmer. You know, I got a little thing against the Brits. So Hugh Grant, was it? Did I say Hugh Jackman? Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant was on the red carpet talking to somebody. I don't know who he was. One of these red carpet people, E! Entertainment or VH1 people. And, you know, I think the girl asked them some questions that were mundane or stupid or whatever. It's the red carpet at the Oscars. You might as well think about it like this, Hugh Grant. You're going to work, bitch. You, Hugh Grant, you're going to work, motherfucker. Okay? When you're on the red carpet, there's cameras everywhere. The entire world is watching you for a couple of hours at work. And she asked him some questions. And in my opinion, he was a fucking dick. And that's coming from me, Michael Rapport, who I know can be a dick. And I posted his exchange with this woman who I don't know who she is. And the majority of people agreed that he was being a dick. Some people were saying, oh, he's just British. It's British humor. Some people were saying, oh, he's just being real. He's not brown nosing. He's not ass kissing. Yo, it's the Academy Awards. You're there to brown nose, to ass kiss, and talk small talk. If you don't want to brown nose, ass kiss, and talk small talk, don't come out of the house, Hugh Grant. Because about 30 years ago, in case you forgot, Hugh Grant got caught in Hollywood, probably about 10 minutes away from where those Academy Awards were just the other night, pulling over a hooker. Remember that? Remember that? And I bet you were real charming that night when you were pulling over that hooker on Sunset Boulevard almost 30 years ago, Hugh Grant, weren't you? I bet you were real, real charming, and you were talking a lot of that small talk when you were trying to negotiate that price. Anyway, here's the exchange. Miles Jordan, play the full exchange between Hugh Grant and E! Entertainment or VH1 reporter there.
What are you most excited to see tonight?
To see?
Yeah, well, I know that you probably watched a few of the movies. Are you excited to see anybody win? Do you have your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the tailor.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does it feel like to be in Glass Onion? It was such an amazing film. I really loved it. I love a thriller. How fun is it to shoot something like that?
Well, I'm barely in it. I'm in it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you showed up and you had fun, right?
Almost.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, back to you guys.
My man, yo, lighten up, Hugh Grant. Lighten up, okay? We want that same slick talk you were talking when you pulled over the hooker 30 years ago. You don't want to be nice. You don't want to be decent. You want to be rude. That's not just... So every time I'm rude, I go, oh, I'm just doing some British humor. Is that an excuse for being a prick? No. He wasn't trying to be funny. He wasn't being a deadpan. He was being a prick. And that's, again, coming from me, Michael Rapport, who I know, yeah, can be a prick. Speaking of keeping it real, my man Tiger Woods. I fuck with you, Tiger Woods. This is the Tiger Woods I want to see. I want to see more of this. I want to see this Tiger Woods 24/7, 365. The grimy, taking no shit, taking no prisoners, Tiger Woods. Cut the bullshit. Cut the charades, Tiger. Tiger Woods just got caught up in some more shit with another female, another woman. Tiger Woods had a girlfriend. I don't know who she is. But first of all, when you're involved with someone like Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Leonardo DiCaprio, the big, big, true blue billionaire ass, balling ass, dick swingers of the world, you signing that NDA, that non-disclosure agreement. So you're not going to go out there and talk about what we done did. You're not going to go out there and tell everybody about my fuck style. You're not going to tell them if my fuck style is buck wild. You're not going to tell them if my fuck style isn't buck wild. You're not telling them anything. That's that NDA. Otherwise, we sue you and take everything that you have. And you most likely don't have much. So my man Tiger Hood, he had something going on with this girl and he wanted to break it off. And he was probably trying to break it off. And she was on some bullshit. So Tiger Woods said, okay, baby girl. You and I, we're going to go on vacation. We're going to chill. We're going to hang out. We're going to go away. And that was a little ruse. My man set up a booby trap. She went to wherever they were going to. I think it was like the Bahamas or Mexico or San Tropez. Someplace that big swinging dicks like my man Tiger Woods takes their girlfriends. And then boom, she left the house and he got the locks changed and he locked her ass out. See, you didn't want to get out nicely. So now I had to trick your ass, send you to San Tropez. You came back. I didn't meet you in San Tropez. And you thought you were getting back in? This is the Tiger Woods that I am talking about. Cut the bullshit. First of all, Tiger Woods, it's time. Shave all your hair off. Go bald. Shave your shit to the bone. You barely have any hair left. Start smoking cigarettes in public. Get both your ears pierced. And start saying, fuck it. You're not that dude, Tiger Woods, you're not Mr. Clean Cut. You're not Mr. Guy Next Door. You're a grimy, low down, no good, dirty, scandalous shitbag, Applebee's and Red Lobster waitress fucking motherfucker. And I'm not judging you. I am trying to help you embrace who you really are. You've been faking jacks for years, decades now. I know it has to be hard to be putting on these airs. It has to be hard. You tried. You tried to be button up. You tried to be a family man. You tried again. You're doing a great job as a single dad. You obviously love your son. You're raising him and bringing him along greatly. Now it is time for you to enjoy the rest of your life being the complete degenerate scumbag that you really are. Call up Leonardo. Call up Tom Brady. Call up Brad Pitt. All you guys should be just doing what you want to do. You don't want to be married. You don't want to be tied down. You're Tiger fucking Woods, the greatest who's ever done it. Take the fucking sunglasses off those stupid caps you wear. Stop wearing those baseball hats. Shave your head bald. We don't give a fuck. Start smoking cigarettes. Do whatever you need to do to be happy the rest of your life. And I guarantee you, you will feel so much more comfortable just being yourself. You're Tiger fucking Woods. You don't have to explain anything to anybody. You changed golf. You're the only person who's ever made golf an exciting sport. You don't have to explain anything. You don't have to justify anything. You want to lock out a bitch? Lock out a bitch. I support it, Tiger Woods, goddammit. You got the non-disclosures. You got lawyers. You got gotta be close to a billionaire. Fuck all that. I'm sure Tiger tried to get her to leave. She didn't want to leave. Now we change the locks on your ass. Now you're not coming in. Now you're knocking on the door like, hello? Babe? He's not answering the door. Now we're going to call security because now what you're doing, sweetheart, you're trespassing. You got 60 seconds to leave the property. Next thing you know, we're calling the cops. Fuck it, we're not calling security. We're calling the cops. You're trespassing. Get the fuck off the property. I am Rappaport
Podcast. This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Moran is in deep shit. Talked about him last week on the podcast. John Moran, who my friend Barr thinks is on that booger sugar. And let me tell you something. I don't know what he's on or what he's not on, but he's reckless. There's pictures of him in a strip club. Must be $25,000, literally, on the ground. Which I think is fucked up, you know. But once you bring that attention to the strip club's going to turn on you. So he was in the strip club, and I guess, you know, they video record everything, and there's pictures of him with his shirt off. Why is your shirt off in the strip club? Leave that to the strippers, Ja Morant. Like I said, when you're in a strip club or a club or a discotheque with your shirt off, you're already losing. You're not having a good night. And then you have a gun on top of it. But fuck it, I'll tell you a story once. I was in a club about, I don't know, 15 years ago. And listen, he got off. He's moving on with his life. But the actor Cuba Gooding, who just got off of a whole bunch of, you know, sexual allegations, and he was in deep shit. And Cuba's always been cool with me, nice with me. But I was in a club. This was in the wintertime. This motherfucker had his shirt off in the club. Everybody else was fully clothed. No one else had their shirt off. It wasn't the summertime. It wasn't a yacht party. It was not outdoors. It wasn't Coachella. We were inside the club with a lot of people in there. Why the fuck is your shirt off, Cuba Gooding Jr.? Lo and behold, turned out he had some issues. Again, I wish him nothing but the best. He dug himself in a deep hole. My belief is that there might be some alcohol, potentially something else, as to why he got in that situation. But you see, when you're sober, you're not grabbing girls on the ass, kissing them and doing all that goofy shit. When you're sober, you don't have your shirt off in the club. You're not a rapper. You're an Academy Award winning actor, motherfucker. Put your goddamn shirt on. So when you see these dudes in the club with their shirts off, chest naked, if you're not on stage performing, like, you know, Nas or fucking Bobby Womack or some shit like that, Teddy Pendergrass, assume there's something not right with that person. Anyway, I'm done. God damn it. And this is a very good podcast. Babe, do you want to speak on Scandival? We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. There's been a big scandal in Vanderpump Rules world. I did a vlog. I'm vlogging. Go to my YouTube page, at Michael Rappaport. I'm vlogging. I did a fantastic, I've done two vlogs. I didn't even know what that term meant 4 days ago. But if you go to at Michael Rappaport on my YouTube page, you could see my vlogs. You could peep out the podcast. You could listen to the podcast. at Michael Rapaport on my YouTube page. I broke down the entire Scandival, Vanderpump Rules scandal in my latest vlog. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleacher Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this museum quality I Am Rapaport stereo podcast with something real loud, yes. And something real funky. I Am Rapaport stereo podcast. I'm out.
Season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.